Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How happy we should be when we can finally take our eyes off everything else and look at the Lord. Amen. And look at what He's done for us and how He's never failed us. He's never forsaken us. He's always helped us, even when we ran away and we've made a mess of things ourselves. He still came and got us. And I'm so happy for that today. I'm happy He loved me and gave Himself for me. Let's open up our Bibles this afternoon. Let's go see all that can make it to the house of the Lord today. Hallelujah. It's 1 John chapter 2. I'd like to finish this thought on the absolute this afternoon. We've got Brother Colin coming this Wednesday from Michigan, Colin Fisher. And then Sunday, Brother Nathan's going to be preaching for us. Don't forget, Saturday night is fasting and prayer again this month, starting at 6 o'clock. Just expecting a lot from the Lord, you know, because He promised it to us. I'm expecting a lot today. Sure. Amen. Amen. I don't think we should ever leave with the need. Some people believe that, some don't, but He's the sufficient one. He's the one that gives us all of our needs. And if I can just know that God's with me, He's in me, it doesn't matter what I'm going through. I'm sufficient. I'm fine. Sure, there might still be giants in the land, but what do I care? See, that's the difference. See, you gotta get a God's perspective, not a man's perspective. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2. Let's go to verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He hath promised us, even eternal life. Hallelujah. Yeah. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of Him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as it hath taught you, shall abide in Him. And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him. Amen. At His coming. Amen. If you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of Him. Amen. 2 Corinthians, verse chapter 1. 2 Corinthians 1. Excuse me. Verse 20. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now He which establisheth us with you in Christ, and hath anointed us, is God, who hath also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Let's stop there. I'd like to preach this afternoon, triumph by God's unction. Triumph by God's unction. Let's bow our heads. Before Him, every head bowed, every heart, I trust as well. With a heart full of faith now, is there something deep down? You say, Lord, You know what's in my heart, and I'm raising it to You with my hand. And say, Lord, the Word is the only thing that's going to be able to help me, and I'm trusting You. Is there any needs out there? God bless you, saints, hands all over. Let's pray now with all of our hearts. You invite Him. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for being here in the service. We know that You promised to come where two or three are gathered together. But Lord, we don't want You just to be here. We want You to feel welcome. Lord, we want You to come and make Your rest in our hearts, Lord, and sweep out anything that the devil has tried to put into our lives, any complex of the enemy. We pray that You take anything of unbelief and drive it far from us, Lord, by the Holy Spirit today. May we hear from heaven. May we receive the Word of God and graft it into our hearts. And may Satan be powerless before the bride, as we know we're promised that, Lord. We pray you'll come, take the preeminence of the service, Lord, you that know the thoughts of the heart. I pray that you'll come and feed your sheep today, Lord, the things that they have need of. Lord, that you bring healing, you'll bring comfort, you'll bring restoration, Lord, and you'll bring a filling of the Holy Ghost to every soul that's here this afternoon. Father, may we take our eyes off this world that's perishing. May we look up to that one that is to come, that'll never end, Lord, the stone hewn out of the mountain that created an everlasting kingdom, Lord. We live for that moment, Lord. May today be another step in the right direction in all of our lives. May you help us, Lord. Take the service, Father. Speak through my lips, Lord. But God, hear through all of our hearts, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this afternoon. Triumph by God's unction. I feel like this is a very necessary thing to be preaching at the end time. We've beginning to go back to form too much. I'm gonna bring this maybe a little darker to start off with, and we'll lighten it up as we go. But too many people are trying to overcome by some sort of legalism of some sort. Now, you might not call it legalism, but at the end of the day, you don't really trust in God to fight your battles. You want to fight them yourself. You don't really trust that the Holy Spirit, that if He's not doing the work, then it's frivolous. If God's not building the house, you're building in vain. And you might be the best master builder. You might be the best husband, you might think. You might be the best worker on the job. You might be the best Christian in the world. But at the end of the day, if God's not living through you, it's all in vain. It's not being built the right way, and we're looking to the wrong source. The source of the has always been the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For us to leave that for any sort of form, any sort of religion, amen, we've lost everything. Amen. Amen. Too many of us are saved because we adhere to a message. Too many of us are saved because we go to a certain church. Too many of us are saved because we have this daily ritual of, if as long as I pray and I read like this and turn my face towards Jerusalem and I do these certain things, then I'm saved today. But if I don't do it tomorrow, it's lost. Well, guess what? If you're trusting in that in any day, you're lost, because that's not the overcoming power. You'll never find triumph in that. You need the anointing of God. You need the unction out of the soul of a human being, that no matter where you are, devils tremble. No matter where you are, they know your name.
Hallelujah.
You say they know my name, read the scriptures. There were seven sons of Sceva saw a devil. They're like, we can do it. We're the sons of a mighty priest in the hierarchy. And we believe in this Jesus, well, to a certain level, you know. We don't get all too fanatical with it, but we'll just kind of glean off a little bit, and maybe we'll try to use Jesus' name, but you know, we're not really Christians. Go read it, that's what they were doing. And they said, we adjure you, devils, by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. Devil, you can't fool him. Why? He's a master of fooling. That's all he does. He don't know how to tell the truth. All he knows how to do is tell a lie. And he can hear a lie when he hears one, he knows it's a lie, because he's the father of it. So if you're lying, you're only doing something that the devil's already done, so you ain't going to trick him. Oh, glory. And they came to that devil and said, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. And the devil sniffed that out. Ooh, man, whew, there ain't no faith behind that. I got this one in the bag. That's what he thought. He said, wait a minute, I've heard of Jesus. I know about him. He done came down and tore down the whole place. Everything that we had, my nice curtains of death, are all tore up now by him. I ain't got no keys no more to my house. He done stole them.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And I remember that Paul fella. We thought we had that one. Whew, we were wrong. That's right. He'd been tearing us up left and right, up and down this whole countryside. We even threw him out on a boat somewhere. He still came back. We got him stoned to death. He's still alive. We've been beating him, putting him in prison, and he's still tearing up our kingdom in every direction. I know Jesus. I know Paul. Who are you? You know what it said? It said they left out of there beaten, naked, and ashamed. But the name of Jesus was still glorified. Why was it still glorified? Because it showed that they were just professors, but these people that actually possessed the true good of the name of Jesus Christ, which we throw that out there, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. It better be the name of Jesus Christ in here, or it's coming out of your lips in vain. You've got to identify with it in the soul of a human being, or you're no part of it. He that hath not the Spirit, there's no part, has no part in this at all. Even Jesus himself, do you understand, was dependent on the Spirit of God. There's no ministry of Jesus before the Spirit came. Oh my. Let's turn to John 5 for a minute. John 5. I was just going to read a verse, but then I started reading through here, and I was like, I better read a lot more of this. If you read right before this, Jesus meets that man who needed healing. And he took, you know, was trying to get to the pool of Bethesda and said, nobody can get there. I can't get there in time. Somebody beats me to it. So he said, take up your bed and walk. And, you know, why did Jesus have to do it on a Sabbath day? Why did Jesus have to get on my pet peeve? Even though it's got no word backing, it doesn't matter. I just don't like it that way, Jesus. I don't like the way that preacher spits on me. You know, if you were going to speak to me, why would you do it that way? I don't like the color on the walls. I don't like this, that. You understand what we're getting. This little thing that I thought up that there ain't no lick of word to, but I'm mad about it. And why did you have to heal this man on the Sabbath day? Instead of recognizing that a man that's been trying to walk for 38 years is now walking around, not just of his own accord, but he's got his bed upon his shoulders. They're so religious, they missed it. They were so religious. They were so possessed of form and tradition and devil theology. And I'm not reluctant to say devil. That's what it is. It's a perverted spirit got in there and used the word of God, misinterpreted it. As Jesus said, the Sabbath, man wasn't made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man. It was a day so men could rest. And how much more should this son of Abraham be resting but that he gets healed of his body on the Sabbath day? Amen. So you get here in verse 14. And remember, they didn't know who healed him, but 14 says, afterward Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him because he had not only broken the Sabbath day, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Amen. So here's Jesus, the Son of God. We understand he was the Word from birth. He was virgin born. He had no sin in his life. He had the knowledge of the Word. We understand they came and they were looking for him and they found him in the temple telling the priest all about the Bible that he probably couldn't even read. Right. Why? Because he was the Word. He didn't need to write it down. That's what he was. Glory to God in this day. I don't care if you can read, write, or whatever. If you're the Word, you'll become what the Word says you're supposed to be because that's your very makeup. Amen. He was in there debating with them and everything else, showing them where they are wrong, showing how they missed this, that, and the other thing, right, with all their form and religion. And we know that Mary and Joseph left him there and they couldn't find him. They came back and said, I must be about my Father's business. No idea what he was talking about. Just rolling him up. I got to fight the devil today, so I got to get my sleeves up. You know, you don't want to fight with sleeves down. You can't punch too well that way. Hallelujah. It's kind of a trademark of mine. I don't mean to. I get hot. I'm hot. I like to cool down a little bit. But they tried to find him. It took them 3 days. Look, brother, sister, you leave Jesus one day, it's going to take 3 days to find him. And that's right. That's the scriptural mathematics of the situation. Amen. But just come back. That's the main thing. Go find. Don't give up. Don't quit on the Word. Go back. He's there. He's there where you left him. That's the problem. If you left your prayer life, well, there he is. Go find him. If you left him with some sort of unbelief, some worldly thing got in your life, there's where you left him. Get it back out. You'll find him again. Sure, you might not feel goosebumps and all tinglies like you want to. The point is, are you right with the Word?
Amen.
Amen. That's right. We always want to feel this, that, or the other thing. That doesn't mean anything. Is God witnessing that he's there? Is the unction of the Spirit in your life? And I'm not talking a feeling now. I'm talking the literal person of Jesus Christ in the soul of every person that claims to serve him. Amen. That's right. It ain't for pastors. It ain't just It is for pastors, but not just pastors. It's not just for this certain hierarchy or whatever. That's Catholic doctrine. That's right. Only the priest can do this. Nobody else can. That ain't what the Bible said. That's the devil. That's right. Because the Spirit is given to every person to manifest and to profit the church in some magnitude. Hallelujah. He was the Word. He came back and said, I must be about my Father's business. Why? His business was preaching the Word. That's right. And here he is again. But even that little boy could do nothing. Being the Word, being virgin born, being sinless, could do nothing until the Spirit of God descended upon him. Oh my. And that stumbles a lot of people to say, well, we see Messiah before. Of course he was born the Messiah. He was always the Messiah. But it didn't come into manifestation until the Spirit indwelled him. And then it pulled out that, yes, he is the Anointed One. Hallelujah. Just as much as David was anointed king years before he actually sat on a throne. But that whole time he was king.
That's right.
That's right. Because God don't fool around. When he says something, that's the way it is. We all dealt with time and space and all these things. God don't do that. If he says it, it was always true. It never became true. It's never going to be false. It always was. Amen. So God had already seen his Son. He's already come on the earth. He's already died for our sins. Glory to God. He's already redeemed the bride. And she's triumphing. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is in her. And it's the same God that overcame him all the way back here. Jesus said, I could do nothing of myself. We've got to believe that. I don't care how holy you are. You ain't born the Word. You were born the flesh. So don't tell me you can do something Jesus couldn't. Oh, glory to God. Got to get that legalism out of our heads. And keep us from going out into sin.
Amen.
Too far the other way. When Jesus received the Holy Ghost, it was Mark chapter 1. Let me go there. I'll just quote it to you here. Unless you're faster than me, but that's all right. Mark chapter 1, he says, and it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan. And was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him. Jesus, before God even sent his own Son out to fight the devil, he made sure he had the Holy Ghost first. But the second he received it, the Bible says, immediately the Spirit led him go conquer the devil. Why? God was so thirsty to watch the devil get defeated that he wanted to do it now. And when God gave you the Holy Ghost, don't tell me some sin's going to rule in your mortal body. You trampled on your feet today. I don't have to be that no more. I'm dead in Christ. I'm alive unto God. I've got power over sin. And I triumph. Why? Because that same God's in me now. The same voice is shouted forth, in my Son am I well pleased. You got to believe it for yourself. That you're a part of this as well. And if you don't believe that, you are not going to make it.
Amen.
How in the world are you going to have enough faith to get a new body if you don't believe that you're totally dependent on God?
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus couldn't even fulfill the Scriptures without the Holy Ghost. That's right. That was Luke 4. I'm just going to read it to you. It says he came to the synagogue, or came to Nazareth where he'd been brought up. And as his custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. I can't skip over that. His custom. Jesus went to church. It was his custom to go to church. He was known for going to church. Amen. And as his custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Yep.
Right. Prerequisite right there. You know, you take a class, you got to have a prerequisite class. It means you got to do this first before you got to take Algebra 1 before you take Algebra 2. Isn't that right? You got to have prerequisite skills on your job before you can do the next machine. You got to do this one here.
Right.
So before he could get the word and interpret it to anybody, he needed the Holy Ghost. Oh my, that's why we got the mess that we have. Too many preachers got out there, whether they had a gift of God or not, doesn't matter. If the Holy Ghost didn't get in their gift first, they're not qualified to interpret the word to the people. They can read the same quotes, they can read the same Bible, they can hear the same tapes, they can have the same knowledge, they will miss the mark. Because you got to understand, this is 100% or nothing. This is either hit the bullseye or you die. That's right. So don't tell me some mortal can figure this out. That's why we just got to close our eyes and say, Lord, take the bow. Come on. Aim it for me, Lord. We think David, man, he was just a man, mighty man. You know, he was just a man of war. They said, you're not. You're just some little shepherd boy. What are you doing? This guy's been a man of war his whole life. We think that he was really just, oh man, I'm really focused. Lord, guide this rock. Right in the head. Hallelujah. There's some debate on this. Me and my wife were talking back and forth a little bit. But the Bible says that it hit him in the head and he fell forward. And then this is just my thought. I don't think he was dead yet. Because you watch David, he looked around, he said, it says David didn't have a sword, so what'd he do? He went and took the devil's sword and cut his head off. Picked it up and said, come on, Israel, we got him now. See, while he just got hit, he just looked like he was knocked out. That's right. But David was like, that's not good enough for me. Why? The Holy Ghost is upon me. And the devil might still stand back up again. I ain't interested in just knocking him down. I want him dead beyond dead to where he can't do nothing ever again. Amen. Go ahead and cut his head out of your life. That's right. Don't leave that temptation in the corner. Burn the thing. Throw it out the door. That's right. Cut its head off. Don't even give him room. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Jesus now. Remember, you read the scripture. Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering to the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and he gave it to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. So even Jesus, when he was taking the word, he could not fulfill the word till the Holy Ghost was in him, till the unction of God was in him to do it.
Amen.
Amen. Sure. Peter said the same thing. If we'll turn to 2 Peter here. 2 Peter 1. Verse 17. Put my rag in my coat. There it is. 2 Peter 1, verse 17. For he received from God the Father honor and glory. And there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. That was what was spoken at his baptism. And we understand that the Spirit said that again when he was on Mount Transfiguration. But it did add a few words that time. It said, hear ye him. Amen. Amen. And this voice which came from heaven, this is what Peter's talking about now, we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. And we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. It ain't never changed all the way from the beginning to the end. If the Holy Spirit didn't get involved, it did not succeed. You can have all the emotion, you can have all the shouting, you can have all the form, the religion. They had Jeremiah the prophet, the same thing. Hezekiah got out there and said, 2 years, put that big thing on his shoulder, said, 2 years, we're going to drive him out of here. Nebuchadnezzar's out of this place, in 2 years we'll be coming back. And Jeremiah already said, no, you're dead. It's not a chance. And what did he get? They had a big emotional time, 400 Hebrew prophets, when they were having a good old time, just screaming, shouting, everything. I might be mixing stories up, but you understand that there's a true prophecy and a false one. Both can feel anointed. Both, and it might even be the genuine anointing of God. I'll get to that in a little bit. I'm trying to hold off on that. The point is if you don't have the anointing, you're wrong. All
right,
we'll get to that in a minute about having the wrong anointing, but some people think just because they don't feel the wrong anointing or they don't feel any anointing, then they're okay. No, sir, I'm sorry, brother and sister. The Bible says that the rain falleth on the just. Okay, so let's just ignore the second part of that for a minute. If I'm a Christian and I'm saved, sanctified, that means the anointing is supposed to fall on me.
Amen.
Now, it does fall on the unjust as well. All right, we understand that. So just because the anointing of God comes on you fleshly, sensually, even manifest something, if it ain't on the inside, if there ain't a reality of God in the inside that was predestinated from the foundation of the world, a seed of God that's in you, that when the word comes, it just builds word upon word upon word, it just makes Christ live again.
Amen.
You're believing in vain.
Right.
It's got to be the Word or nothing. Everything. So every age, every time, you know, it has to come to pass. It has to be God involved. That prophet thought he was a false prophet, but he thought just because I feel something on me, I can say whatever I want to. But what he was told to say by that demon spirit was not what had already come in the Word. Elijah done said, this is over. You know, that was King Ahab. That's the two stories I'm getting. King Ahab, he was destined to die and everything like that. They had 400 prophets say, you're not going to die. Micaiah stood up and said, yeah, you are, because Elijah already said you would. And then Jeremiah's time, you know, they were all having a good hoorah, we're going to conquer Nebuchadnezzar, we're getting out of here, we're getting free. And he said, no, just go serve them in peace. That's your only chance out of here. And they didn't listen to Jeremiah. And he said, fine, you'll know. You'll know when you're dead and I'm still around. Then you'll know that you should have listened to a prophet. America will say the same thing when they see everything that this prophet said, how California sink, they'll nuke it with a bomb from Russia. It'd be too late then, though. It's too late then. There's going to be a day when people wake up and they realize it's too late. Brother Bram said that. He said that they'll begin to notice that tribulation seems to be setting in a little bit more than what they bargained for. They say, I thought we were supposed to avoid all this. And he said, then a voice will sweep by and say, it's already passed. Don't you be one of them. Don't you be one of them. Why? They're trying to overcome on their own. They're trying to overcome on some feeling or some sensation. You need to have something more sure than that. That the Word of God isn't just words on a page, but the Holy Ghost in you has got a hold of that Word. And it begins to push out the same God that was here since the beginning. The same one that can lay its life down for anyone else. The same one that could love an enemy more than your own loved ones. Oh my, you can't do it as a human. You need Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Does God change His mind? 1965. Oh, what a sad day it was when the church world left off the divine leadership of the Holy Ghost and adopted a bishop or something else to take its place. It was a sad day. The Holy Spirit is to be the leader of the church. He is sent to confirm the words of Jesus Christ, to make the church live as it did live in the beginning. God started His church the way He wanted it. Now He wants His church the way He started it.
Amen.
It's Brother Craig Boer's in his office. He's got that on the wall somewhere. Stole that from him. That's all right. It ain't ours in the first place, is it? That's what, I've had a preacher say that to me one time. He said, I'm taking that one, brother. I said something he really liked. I said, brother, it ain't mine in the first place. That was Christ. So go ahead, take it all. I ain't got no copyright on this. He already done copyrighted it with his own blood. So it ain't up to me to overstep that. You take the word and preach it wherever you are. That's right. Amen. Christians, do you understand that the Holy Ghost in your life is your witness that you're saved?
Amen.
It's your witness of who you are. And without it, you don't have one. Now, we understand that at the end time, there's souls that will be saved. We get that, or at the white throne judgment. The bride's elected. She's out of all that. She ain't going to judgment again. She's already went to judgment because she went to judgment in Christ when Christ took the judgment upon Himself. But there is a judgment of the white throne where king and queen sit on the throne. And He says, there was a group of sheep that He said, come in. You're saved. But there was one that He said, you're destroyed. That group there, look, they were actually saved. Oh, come on now, they were. But they themselves had no identity to say they were saved.
Right.
I wish I would have wrote down what scripture that is. But if you go read, they said, when did we do these things?
Right.
They were all sitting there waiting for the Lamb to say something. They were scared of what Christ was going to do. They didn't know. They said, when did we feed you? When did we visit you in prison? When did we do these things? Because we don't remember.
Right.
See, the bride's different. We just read it. You've received an anointing.
Amen.
And you know all things.
Oh,
hallelujah. You need to know that no man teach you because the Holy Ghost already done said it.
Amen.
Glory to God. That's why God sends a preacher to say what the Holy Ghost already done told you in your heart a long time ago. And so you'll maybe actually listen to it this time. Well, that wasn't just a passing thought. Oh, that's right in the Word. Here it comes again through the Word. Yeah, I probably should go ahead and do that. Let's kick that thing out. Let's do it. Glory to God. It's our witness, brother, sister. It's been the witness in every age, if you're in 1 John still. There's a scripture, one verse I want to read there. 1 John chapter 3. And if you need any insurance, just read through 1 John and see if you come out a Christian.
Right.
That's right. People think they know what love is. Well, go read 1 John. Let me know if you know what love is when you get through it. That's right. I do. Look, I ain't trying to say it's impossible. I got the Holy Ghost.
Right.
That's right. I'm going to read the scripture and I identify with this. You need to do the same.
Sure. Amen.
Thank the Lord. Excuse me. 1 John 3, verse 24. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us.
Amen.
No identification. Even the commandments itself, it says, look, it's not even the commandments. We'll do his commandments, but why are we doing his commandments? Because the Spirit's in us. Why do we bear wool? Because we're sheep. That's just what we do. Why is that apple tree putting forth apples? That's what it is. That's what it puts out. It doesn't got to fake it. Doesn't got to pump it up. Doesn't got to feel real emotional. All it needs to do is be what it is. Amen. But I tell you what, if there's a good wind go through and a nice rain, they better get a little emotional. They might be a dead plant. That's right. Don't tell me you can throw all emotion out. If your religion ain't got no heartfelt to it at all, you ain't got anything. Because last I checked, the sons of God have been shouting for joy since the foundation of the world. Amen. Job was shown them, wasn't he? Or he's told about it at least. He said, where were you, Job? When all them sons of God were shouting for joy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 10. Verse 14. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 10, 14. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified.
Amen.
Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. Glory to God. A witness to us that he has said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Brother, sister, it's right there. When God came to you, when you repented of your sins, when you got right before him, you were baptized in his name, and you met this God in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We need to recognize that was God's covenant. All the way back from Adam, all the way to Abraham, all the way through, that's God's covenant to you as an individual.
Amen.
That I will not remember your sins or iniquities.
Amen.
That you don't have to try to go find it. I will put my laws in your hearts.
Amen.
You don't have to figure out my will. You are my will.
Amen.
Glory to God. Do you understand? Our faith is what overcomes the devil. Why? Because the bride and the word are one.
Yes, Jesus.
Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord God. Thank his holy name. What a name. What a name above all names. Look, he that has the Spirit of God will call Jesus the Christ. And as John said, if you don't call him the Christ, that's Antichrist. Not that Jesus is Lord. There's some people believe that. Listen now. Not that Jesus is just the Savior, but that Jesus is the Christ. He's the anointing of God. You can't get by without it. You need that. Glory to God. You'll not call that anointing the devil. That's why Brother Brandon made such a big deal when the Methodists said we don't believe in the speaking in tongues and stuff.
Yeah.
We don't believe in this moving of the Spirit. You can't. No, we don't need that. And they threw water and look, you're calling the Christ the Antichrist.
Right.
A little bit more important than what people think. We got that in the message. What are we talking about? We got people afraid of death, somebody speaking tongues.
Right.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do? You're not going to do anything. Let the Holy Ghost talk.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You believe in preaching, believe in that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hallelujah. Man, we got a little quiet on there. That's true. I'm sorry. I believe that the anointing of God follows the bride to the end.
Yes.
How in the world is she going to get quickened without quickening power?
Amen.
Show me one quote Brother Branham said she wouldn't have it.
Right.
Show me anything. You can misinterpret all you want to. Let me find it. It's not there. I've got it posted on my wall in there, and that's after the seals. I made sure I found one after the seals just so I didn't listen to that. But Brother Branham said before, if that branch ever puts forth another, or that tree ever puts forth another branch, they'll write another book of Acts behind it.
Amen.
Just like, I think it's Matthew 24:17, where the white throne judgments. Remember, he said, you workers of iniquity. He said, but Lord, we did this. We cast out devils. What was he getting at? He said, look, we've done the works. How are we lost?
Right, right.
We had the anointing. We had his presence, but why are we still lost? He said, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you.
Right, right, right.
So there's, you can have the genuine anointing, but not have it in your life.
Right.
Or actually not in your life, but your, be your life.
Yes.
That's right. See, the bride's got a seed that the devil don't have.
Right.
If you go read the Spoken Word's original seed, that's what Brother Ram's trying to get across, is that though the devil can impersonate all the gifts of God, he can impersonate the character of God until you get to divine love anyways. He can't do that. He won't lay his life down for his friends. I'll tell you that right now. The devil will not take your place. He'll lead all the way until the cliff, and then he'll trip you over it and walk away. That's right. He'll look like your buddy the whole way, hand you 50s. That's right. Give you anything you want in this world, make you popular, make you have all kinds of money, cars, women, whatever. But the second you, you know, okay, goodbye.
Yeah. Sure.
People make deals with the devil. They sure do. And you're going to lose.
Right.
That's right. You ain't smarter than him. You're not. I'm not. There's only one, the anointing of God, the Holy Ghost. That's right. Hallelujah. I feel like there's something else I wanted to get at, but the Lord knows, and if we need to hear it, he'll bring it back. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I've got a quote that I'm sure if you study the baptism of the Holy Ghost at all, you've come across this one, and I want to show you what Brother Ram's saying here. It's coming out of Leadership 1965. He said, what was left over, don't stay until the morning to come to this other age. Burn it with fire and be destroyed. That the age that you're living in, the message of this age, it's got to be brought out of the Scriptures and vindicated and proved by God that it's God doing so. Amen. Then you either receive that or reject it. That's eternal life. Leadership of the Holy Spirit leading His church. We'll stay on that a long time, but let's move. Just keep moving along. The choice of your conduct, you can't mix it now. You're either for God or against God.
Right.
And the outward expressions shows exactly what's on the inside. You've heard that. God knows my heart. He knows my heart. You know, I still want to cut my hair and watch TV and wear men's clothes and act like the world. And maybe I'll slip a cuss word every once in a while. God knows I didn't mean it.
Sure.
Oh, come on now. It shows if that's coming out, there's something wrong in here yet.
Right.
Something needs changed in here yet because it should not be coming out that way.
Right.
You've got a flesh. Don't become a super legalist now. We all know that Christ died for us. But if the life, that's why Jesus said, don't look for like a leaf. He said, look for fruit.
Amen.
Fruit takes time, fruit takes effort, and fruit is very repetitive.
Amen.
So that goes both ways. If I see a Christian or somebody that professes to be a Christian, you watch the fruit, it's bad, 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 malice, jealousy, hatred, over and over and over and over and over again. Well, I don't really believe your experience.
Right.
But if they give, usually they love the Lord, they do this, and they messed up here. That's called a sickness.
Yes.
That's right. You're not a cancer if you get cancer.
Right.
That's just something got on you.
Yes.
That's right. We can help that. We can get that out of there. But if you are cancer, well, then we need to destroy you.
Yeah. Right.
And that's hard to say, but look, their souls, we believe this, they're the seed of the devil.
Yes.
God knew that from the foundation of the world, and it grieved him so much that he still died for every single one of them. Oh, yes, he did. He laid his life down for Cain. Oh, he got quiet, but he did.
Yes.
He laid it down for that Balaam could be saved.
Right.
He even came. He sent Abel to go to Cain and try to reason with him. And remember, it says they went out in the field and they talked.
Yes.
Who knows how long that was?
Right.
Who knows how much Abel begged with him? Look, it's not my doctrine.
Right.
God showed me this.
Yes.
And he accepted it. Would you just do it?
Right.
Cain, come on. Don't be, it's not me. Quit identifying the message with the messenger. And missing what the message is trying to tell you.
Right.
Receive Christ. Receive the Word. Receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Which is the Word of His day.
Amen.
See, once you recognize that the Word and Christ is really the same, you understand how every age there was an identification to the true believer. Brother Bram said, what's the baptism of the Holy Ghost? What's the evidence of the Holy Ghost? Receiving the Word for your day. Because if you receive the Word for your day, you receive the life of the Word, which is the Spirit of God.
Amen.
We understand that until the atonement came, it couldn't get all in your soul, but it still was there.
Amen.
That's right. That seed was still there. And if the seed is of God, come on now. If the tree is God and it puts a seed, that's God.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It is. Not necessarily easy to understand, but it is simple. That's right. Don't ask me to explain how that tree came to be, but it's easy to plant another one, get another one. Just do it. That's right. Hallelujah. I need a victorious life. I don't know how I'm going to do this. Yes, you do. Just stop living in the world. Stop feeding on things of the world. Live with God and love on the Lord, and you'll see a life of Christ.
That's
Amen.
Just do what the Bible said. Hallelujah. All right, where was I at? Mercy. All right, you can't mix it now. You're either for God or against God. An outward expression shows exactly what's on the inside, see? Many of you think I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I'm going to heaven. I got your attention, right? I do this in my class a lot of times. That don't mean one thing that you're going to heaven. No, sir. You can have the baptism of the Holy Ghost every hour in your life and still be lost and go to hell. The Bible says so. That's exactly right. People go, what is he talking about? I thought if I receive the Holy Ghost, I'm sealed to the day of my redemption. Well, you are. Let me finish the quote now. God forbid we actually read the whole quote before we come up with conclusions, right? That's where you get a lot of false doctrine. Just don't read the whole thing. Look here, you're an outside person. You have five senses that contacts the outside body. God gave you five senses not to contact Him, your earthly home. See, taste, feel, smell, and hear. Then you have a spirit on the inside of that, and it has five outlets, conscious and love and so forth. Five outlets that you can contact the spirit world with that, but with your spirit. Your physical contacts are spiritual, your spiritual contacts are spiritual. But inside of that, you've got a soul. And that soul is that gene that come from God. And like a baby forming its mother's womb, when it comes to the mother's womb by the little germ, it crawls into the egg. It doesn't form one cell a human, the next a dog, then the next a cat, the next a horse. It's all human cells because it's building off an original human cell. And when a man has been born again by the word of God, predestinated to eternal life, called the elected, it'll be the word of God on top of the word, word on word. Not a denominational creed and then a word and a creed. It won't work. You can't have that leaven in it. Only one eternal life, Jesus Christ the Word. So what's he saying? Look, a lot of people don't get this, but the baptism of the Holy Ghost is just something that the Holy Ghost does. Yeah. It's him baptized. It's like if I would go baptize you with water, it's not the water doing anything. It's that I'm using the water to baptize you. And the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit, but the baptism is when he gets a hold of you. Yeah. And he can use you. Now, just because that gets on your flesh or your spirit, as Brother Bram just clarified there, that could happen every day of your life, every hour of your life, and still on the inside you're lost because you have no representation. This is that group that said, Lord, Lord, have we not cast out devils in your name? Have we not done these mighty works? He said, you're a worker of iniquity, which means deep down they were still Judas. They were still out for the money. Don't tell me these people aren't out for the money when they're driving $15 billion jets. Or all these other televangelists and stuff. Look, Brother Branham could have had all of that and more so. He's the only one in any of those revivalists that came out of that time. You find me another one that actually stayed humble. Another one that would come to a church this size and preach. That's right, he did. I've got tape. Go listen to, I think it's Oddball in 64. The recording's so bad because he's in a little room like this, preaching the Oddball. And you hear him sing at the end, and it sounds like 15 people. They were singing Till We Meet Again. They actually singing the verses. I didn't even know there was verses. I'm that young. But there's verses of that song. Till We Meet Again. That's right. But show me another one that had that. That shows that the anointing or the seed behind the anointing has to be the Word. Because if the Holy Ghost gets a hold of that, then it puts forth Jesus Christ again. Then you've got an evidence that you're one of His. Glory to God. That's what gives the triumph to the church, is the quickening power on top of the Word that's already in you.
Amen.
God doesn't want you to put forth the word on your own. We're totally dependent on Him. We have to always yield to Him. We always have to die to ourselves. You'll never have victory in yourself. And some of you packed that in here. You can't lie to me. The Spirit's already done to discern it. You packed in your legalism in here and wonder why you're not overcoming.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, or forget it.
Amen.
It's either not me or it's Him. That's what it needs to be in our lives. You say all the time, all the time.
Amen.
Hallelujah, till you become so one with Him.
Yes.
Brother, sister, brother Brandon put it this way. He said, to where the devil don't even know what to do with you.
Amen.
What else was the devil going to do to Paul? He already done it all, man, besides killing him. And eventually did that. He did everything he could.
Yes.
He even got in his unconverted friends and got Demas to turn his back on him.
Yeah.
Didn't move Paul. Why? Because you can't stop that seed.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now, honestly, in the message, I don't see too much trouble on fanaticism side. I really just don't. But it is true. There's some people who have to have an emotional high. There's some people who've got to feel it before they believe it. There are Thomases all over the place, aren't there? I'll wait until I see his hands. Forget it. Come on, I know the Bible says that. I know what Jesus said. But until I see it with my own natural eyes, and we just heard what the prophet said, God didn't give you them five senses even to contact him. That's right. And even your other senses are contact one another, as far as spiritually speaking. But to contact him is all the way down in the soul.
Right.
That's right. That's the only way to contact God. And there's only two outlets out of there, faith and unbelief.
Yeah.
Amen. And as long as you're feeding on unbelief, that's all you'll ever be. Amen, that's right. Don't get so predestinated you think you can just feed on unbelief all the time and have the victory of Christ. You won't have it.
All right.
But if you're the bride, you're predestinated to be there. That's right, you're predestinated to believe God. Amen. I got another one. Brother Bram talks in the church's book. You hearing from God today?
Amen.
Praise His holy name. Thank the Lord. To say what he was trying to say, what I just read there in leadership, he says this, to begin with, you'll notice that at my meetings, when I have finished preaching an evangelical service or some teaching message, I cast the net and invite a response from the people. I ask them to come forward and receive the Holy Spirit. My Pentecostal friends, upon hearing me say this, or hearing me say this, believe that I'm inviting people to come forward to be baptized with the Holy Ghost because they are already born again. So let me clarify. He's not saying that. He's not trying to get what he just read above here, where they just have the baptism of the Holy Ghost every hour of the day and still go to hell. That's not what he's inviting them to do, to come up and speak with tongues because they're already born again. That's not what he's saying. Amen. Because there's a real baptism. That's what happened in the book of Acts. It wasn't just an anointing. That wasn't just like David, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he wrote songs and things like that and still have the desire to kill a man and take his wife. All right, that wasn't what we were talking about. On the day of Pentecost, they got a new birth. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost that we're talking about that seals you into the kingdom that the devil can never do because it identifies you with him. Because if you can be born again, that means you were born from heaven. That's what born again really means. Don't misinterpret. Read the Bible. Go look it up. It means born from above. And if I'm born from above, there was only one up there. He's the Lord of glory, mighty in battle. I'm his son. I'm identified with Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, I'm not inviting them to come up and to just feel the anointing because they're already born again. He says, that's not what I'm doing. He says, so when I invite those who are Spirit-filled to come and deal with those who have answered the invitation to receive the Spirit, these dear ones surge forward and deal with the people in such a manner as to encourage them to yield to God and believe to speak in tongues. This is called a great deal of confusion, and I want to tell you exactly what I mean. I mean for the sinner to come forward and be born again, which is to be baptized into the body of Christ by the Holy Ghost, which is exactly what took place at Pentecost when the church was launched. In other words, to be born of the Spirit is to be truly baptized with the Holy Ghost. It is one and the same. Some people take that. They take what I just read a minute ago and say, look, Brother Man is contradicting himself. It's a baptism of the Holy Ghost here. It's a baptism of the Holy Ghost here. But with an understanding, even at the time, some people call the baptism of the Holy Ghost whatever. Some people just feel a little bit and they think, oh, that's the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Sure.
No, that's just emotion.
Right.
You know, some people, you know, they think chill bumps on them is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You can watch a movie and get chill bumps.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And when you do that, you get idols. You'll look for a certain ministry or a certain person or a certain group that make you feel chill bumps.
Right.
Or you want somebody that don't want you don't want to feel any chill bumps. You believe God is when we just sit and I want to preach that makes me feel that way. It's fanatical. They're both fanatical. Because at the end of the day, is God God? Is God really God? Well, if he is, I don't care how it comes, I'm going to listen to him because he's the Almighty.
Sure.
And I kind of need him.
Amen.
And kind, I mean, most definitely. And without him, I'm getting nowhere. Look, brother, sister, you can't even drive your car right without the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You can't even look at your neighbor the right way without the Holy Ghost. You can't even be nice anymore without the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Look at this world. Man, you try to say hi to the thing, you're going to steal from them. That's right. You say, how you doing? Wait, do I know you? I'm just being nice, you know. Don't even know. Well, why? Because as the Bible said, the love of many wax cold. They're so used to that there's always a false motive somewhere. There's some reason you're being nice because they're so used to dealing with the devil that, yes, he is. He's trying to be nice with you so he can get in your life and destroy you.
Sure.
That's right, for his own good pleasure. Nothing to do with you. But eternal life ain't that way. Eternal life is Jesus Christ gets in you. And what did Jesus Christ do is live for others all his life. The unction of God in Christ made him live for others.
Amen.
He said, I do these works not for me. So I believe this. What are you talking about? I do it for you. That you will believe that.
Right. Amen.
Brother Bram said the same thing when the prophecy went forth, I believe, one time. He said, now look, that wasn't for me. I said, I believe it. That's for you to believe what I'm telling you.
Amen.
He said, you do the discernment. He said, that's not for you to believe me. That's for you to believe that if this discernment's right, how can this put forth a fruit that's wrong when in the word I preached earlier was wrong?
Right.
That doesn't make sense.
Sure.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why are we getting so quiet on God all of a sudden? You all believe this?
Amen.
Amen. Well, tell him. That's right. Tell the devil what side you're on.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't turn the Lord down. Not in this day. He is the anointing of God. That is one and the same. The word coming into our being and feeling his presence, which it's a sense beyond. We use the word feeling, but I don't know how else to describe it. It's not feeling. It's faith. And true, genuine faith knows when God is there.
Amen.
Because it all worry's gone. When you're in the true anointing of God with all faith, I don't care how devil possessed you are, I'm not scared of anything.
Right.
Because it's not me anymore.
Amen.
It's God, and God is God, and every devil was put under his foot a long time ago, so I'm not afraid.
Amen.
I've been there, I ain't just blowing hot steam. I've seen people with demons on them. And I've watched people all boo-hoo and cry and get all scared. And I walk right in the face of that thing and said, in the name of Jesus Christ, get out of here.
Right.
Some of you all were there. Sure. Dad was there. Had a whole bunch of cowards standing around. I don't mean to disrespect, but I watched them. Just kind of shaking over there. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What do you mean, what are we going to do? We're going to cast out the devil because that's what Jesus told us to do.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it didn't say pray him out. It said cast him out. We pray to God because we're talking with God.
Right.
The only communication you need with the devil is commandments.
Yep. That's right.
Because you're his Lord.
Hey, Lord.
That's why he hates you so much.
Amen.
Because you and Christ are one now.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he had to listen to Christ. He didn't want to, but he had to.
Right.
That's right. He couldn't even go to Job. He had to go have a conference with God real quick. God actually came and said, you thought about Job for a while? And he said, oh yeah, I did, but you got him all hedged up with everything else. You got every blessing in the world on him. No wonder he serves you.
Yeah.
He said, fine, take it away.
Yeah.
And the devil he went right for it right now, didn't he?
Yeah.
Boom, there we go. This, all the kids are dead, all the things are burned up, everything else, all his substance, everything, it's gone. He comes back and God said, well, how you feel, devil? He's still mad. Why? Because he's still serving the Lord.
Amen.
That's right, he's still serving the Lord. He said, skin for skin, let me touch him.
Right.
Let me hit his body by himself. He said, a man will, he'll fight out of his own skin. He got boils from head to toe. Brother, sister, we ain't had it that bad. Take all of our worst days, put them together, and Job overcome more than what we have.
Right.
Boils all the way up, and he said he had a pot shirt. Why? He was scraping them off, throwing ashes on them to try to get them to harden up and fall off. And he said, head to toe. Even his wife was like, okay, come on, Job. I mean, we believe this, but this is a little fanatical.
Right.
Come on now. You're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good.
Right.
Oh, brother, sister, I'm so heavenly minded, I'm ready to leave this earth because there ain't no good down here.
Amen.
Amen. He said, you speak like a foolish woman.
Yes.
The Lord gave, he taketh it away. Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
What gave Job overcoming? The unction of God.
Amen.
That's right. And Brother Bram says it this way. He said he was used to that. He was used to the inspiration of God. He was used to feeling. And then God let the feeling leave him.
Right.
To see what he would do. And what did he do? He stayed with it.
Amen.
He stayed with the word.
Yes.
Oh my. Maybe God let the unction go away from you. And here's the problem. Too many times it ain't God trying to test you. It's your own dumb fault.
Yeah. Right.
Look, if you lie, he's going to leave.
Yeah.
If you live in things of the world, he's going to leave.
He
did. Brother Brandon was no exception.
Right.
Remember, the IRS called for the 20,000th time or whatever. He said, I'm done with it. He said, Meanie, tell him I'm not here. And he walked out back. And she did. That he's not here right now. He came back in. He said, Bill, was that exactly right? He said, I wasn't in here. I was outside. He said, the whole time I knew. I knew. And just eating him up. And I believe he went to go pray for a baby. And he could just feel the condemnation strike him. Right there. He said, what happens? The Holy Spirit done took his flight. He's right over there waiting on me. See, that's our fault. And we need to make that right. But there are times where God recognizes, he already knew it from the foundation of the world, but he recognizes that you're putting your faith in something else.
Right.
And he'll take that away.
Yeah.
He's done to everybody. If you do it to a preacher, he'll take that preacher away. Guarantee it. I'll say it right now. If you're doing it to me, he'll make me do something that you don't like.
Amen.
Just so you recognize that I'm not your holding power. I'm not your holding grace. He is.
Amen.
Amen. His presence in your life, the unction, is the only way you can overcome.
Sure.
And if you really got it, look, you already know all things. Don't get offended. The preacher keeps telling you the same thing 20 times. That's what John said. He said, I'm telling you this because you already know it. And for some reason, you're not applying it. Get going. You got the Holy Ghost. Conquer sin. Do his commandments. Love one another. Be a Christian.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Don't turn it down. Accept it with all your heart. I'm going to close on this. Leadership 1965. Now, what a fatal thing it is to reject the leadership of eternal life. Because see, that's life that can never end. Now, the education, that's fine. That'll help us here. Business, that's fine. Money, that's fine. Be a good boy, that's fine. But you see, when life is finished here, that's all. You understand? You adults understand?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's all. But then, we've got to accept Jesus Christ for eternal life. Jesus alone can lead you to that. And though, see, this young man, he's talking about the rich young ruler, had achieved all these things in school and by his parents and everything, he lost the greatest thing that he could have, the leadership of the Holy Spirit. For Jesus said, come, follow me. And you girls that's just getting out of school, you graduate probably, some of you, pretty soon. And you young boys, the greatest leadership there is Jesus Christ. For that's the leadership to eternal life. Now, this leadership confronts every human being. They are given the opportunity to choose.
Sure.
Some people don't really think God's trying to give them the Holy Ghost. Some people think that God's trying to keep this unction away from the Holy Ghost. Are you kidding me? He's done everything in his power to get his presence back into the church, to where now he's standing on the outside of the Laodicean church, knocking, trying to get back in, because he can recognize that that church will go nowhere without him.
Amen.
And now it's down to him, whoever will. Give me a soul. He said, just let me have one. I'll come in and sup with him. If he'll just open up the door, let me come in. You say, no, I've tried to get the Holy Ghost. I try and I do this and I do that and I just always do it wrong and God will never come. And blame God? What did Jesus say about that? He said, you being good know how to get, or being evil know how to give good gifts. He specifically said, how much more does your Father know how to give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? Hallelujah. Brother Branham put it this way, end time evangelism, 1962. Could you imagine a little fish about that long, swimming out in the middle of the ocean, say, I better drink of this water sparingly because you know it might go dry sometime. Oh my, that's like trying to exhaust God's goodness and mercy to his people. He wants to bless you. He's ready. He's pressing.
Amen.
Could you imagine taking all the water in the earth, the seas and everything, and piling it on 1 4-foot pipe and put it up there? The pressure would be on the bottom of it trying to find a little crevice to leak its way through. That's like the pressure of the Holy Spirit trying to come down on every life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Do you believe that with all your heart? Yes. Then why would we ever live a day not knowing we got the Holy Ghost?
Right.
Why do we live a minute not knowing is God leading me or not?
Right.
Why? Because you've left the fountain of life somewhere in your mind. That's where the battle takes place, is the choosing that you make in your mind. But if you're the Word, you'll choose the Word. That's right. You can't stay a cocoa bird. You're just being a hypocrite because you're really a wheat. That's right. You might be an eagle down there trying to peck around with chickens. You only could do that so long until you go, wait a minute. None of you all boys got wings, but I do. This stuff is gross. You guys all like this bunko and all this nonsense and bringing Xbox into church and skipping church for all kinds of dumb activities. And second, we go to church, we don't even care about the service. We go to a youth camp just to go play volleyball the whole time. Got quiet. said, but look, I got two wings here. Well, I ain't pecking around. I've done pecked around with you guys for long enough.
Amen.
Some of us have been feeling that way for years, haven't we? Said, look, I saw an eagle. I saw what eagles do. He flew over the top. That's right. Malachi 4 went across there. And I got it recorded on tape. That's right. I got to watch what eagles look like when they really fly. They don't stand on here in this dump that I'm living in. They get above this stuff. That's right. They live outside. They don't say Laodicea is too hard. They say, what's Laodicea to me? That's right. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I've got the unction of God. I don't need to go figure out God's will. It's already in me. All I got to do is die out to my own thoughts. Just quit thinking my own thoughts and think what God thinks when he already told me right here in the Word, already done quick in my life, it will produce another eagle. It'll produce another overcomer. This is the triumph of the church when people finally die. Die out to all of themselves. They're not even in the picture no more. To where it's not because I raised my hands this much or I didn't raise my hands or I did this. That's why I'm saying if I sit here, if I sit there, if I do this, I do this, I do it. It has nothing to do with any of that. I see the master of the wind.
Amen.
I see my king. And I see him. He said, you everlasting gates, open up.
Yes.
The king of glory is coming through. Yes. He was riding on a horse. Why? Triumphant.
Yes.
And when God saw him coming back, remember the book of Revelation, he wasn't coming back alone. Said there was all the saints riding on white horses behind him. I was one of them there. I'm the one packing the same sword that my master was. It's the word of God again. And I'm going to cut through every devil till they're all gone. And we're going to live eternally with him.
Amen.
Amen. Don't turn it down, brother, sister. It's the most glorious thing that ever touched you was the Holy Ghost. The only reason you never get scared of the Holy Ghost is because you know deep down you got sin in your life. Oh, I don't do this. No, sin's unbelief. Sin's doubting the word. Sin's saying God ain't good enough for God. Of course you ain't good enough. God made you good enough.
Amen.
He put his covenant in you.
Yes.
It's not about your flesh. That was done away with in Christ.
Amen.
But the covenant was in you.
Yes.
It wasn't about Abraham. God purposely made sure Abraham failed.
Right.
To show him it's not about you, Abraham.
Right.
It's about my covenant.
Amen. Glory.
Hallelujah. Even though one time he put him to sleep, right? And they said it was just the fear of death came in there, going through the sacrifices and everything. Pillar of fire going through there.
Yeah.
Why? Abraham just lay down. I got this. And God did the same in this day, brother, sister. There ain't a soul on this earth was praying Malachi 4 to come.
Yeah.
That's right. There wasn't a soul praying. Revelation 10. Oh, come on, come on. Restore the word back to us so we can believe, so we don't get deceived by Laodicea. Nowhere to be found. But God knew the church needed it. He sent it. It's here. It's recorded. Go listen to it. Accept it into you. And don't just make it a nice thought. Let God get a hold of it.
Amen.
Show you and you that he's the same.
Yes.
He's never changed. He's never diminished in power. There's a group of believers raising up. Look, that's they're here. I thank God for it. I've seen it. I see it in my own life. When we give over to the word of this day, everything of the devil succumbs.
Amen.
Watch people try to hide devils. It's like I can see right through it. Why? It ain't me. He's here now. I hope you believe he's here. He's been here the whole service. But look, are you basing on something else? Or are you basing on the word?
Amen.
Are you basing that the anointing that you feel in your soul is him? The anointing that speaks to us is him, and it teaches us all things. It tells me everything we need to know. If you're confused, it ain't God's fault, it's yours. Because God is not the author of confusion. The devil is. And there's no reason we ought to be listening to him. God has given us a witness when he gave you the Holy Ghost that you can fulfill the word of this day. It's not just the bride without spot or wrinkle. Oh man, you know, one day the church will get this revelation. That revelation has come. Why? It showed your name behind the book. Or in the book, rather, behind the seals. And that name already identified in Jesus Christ says God had to give me the Holy Ghost. Not because of me, not because I'm better than somebody else, but because he chose me. And if I'm a part of him, how can I be lost? How can I be lost? And if he would do so much for me, don't tell me God would express that much love to somebody who wouldn't love him back. He tried. They turned him down. But if you really understand how he's loved you, there's no way you can keep from loving him back. Hey, let's stand together. Praise the Lord. Oh, let's worship him. Let's praise him today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See. Identifying with the world, quit trying to be a Christian and let Christ live in you. Just die out to anything you think about it. It ain't nothing to do with you as your flesh, or you're such a great this or that, or you're such a bad this or that. God's not even looking at any of that. He sees down into your real heart, what you really are. And you want to be a servant of Christ. There ain't a hypocrite in here, I believe, in your heart. You want to serve the Lord. The devil's told you, you're going to always be bound to this. It doesn't matter what you do. You're too young. You're too old. You've suffered with this 20 years. You've backslid too many times. That was him. He heard your thoughts. And we can identify this Lord just spoke to you. I bless you. Now believe this is not Brother Andrew. This isn't telepathy. But the same God that moved in a prophet is still moving today. Why? Because he loves you. Because he saw you bound when you came. He saw you bound when the word went forth. Now it's time to get free. It's time to get free. Keep pressing on through. The violent take it by force. What violence? Lord, I'm here. I'm on your hands until I leave with the Holy Ghost. I'm there. I'm not leaving until I know. God bless you. Keep pressing on. Don't worry about your neighbor. They're worried about Christ just as much as you are. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just like Lord, he beat his chest. He said, I'm not worthy of lifting my head. Jesus said, that man lived justified because he was honest. He said, Lord, I need help. And he found help. That Pharisee's all stuck up, didn't need the Lord. Said he didn't. He left the way he came. Tears streaming down of repentance. That's the most glorious sight there's ever been. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know it was for you today. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being here, Lord. Look, I can't give you the Holy Ghost. God is trying to press it into you so hard right now. Just let go of every love of anything else and he'll fill every void. Hallelujah. Don't leave one thing. That's what the rich young ruler did. He left one thing he loved more. That was money. Don't you leave that one thing there. You give it to him. Say, Lord, I know I shouldn't love these things. And it could just be plain old apathy for all matters. I just want to be me. No, you be Christ. You be what you are in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God bless you, saints. Hallelujah. Don't slow up. Don't you wait till the Holy Ghost till you know. Keep pressing on in till you know, till you feel the assurance in your soul of the work of God in your life. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit's still here. Look, if you say, well, I'm feeling pretty good, then pray. Pray for these others. There's an outpouring of Spirit that's here today trying to get people back to the right fellowship they should be in. God's met you before, but today is a day of reckoning. Don't leave condemned. Get justified by the blood. Don't leave empty. Be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. It's your life. It's your source. It's the only way you'll ever make it out of here. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's telling me, don't tell him to come forward. Tell him to keep pressing. You keep pressing right on in. You keep believing it for yourself. Say, Lord, the Holy Ghost is here today because I needed him. I need it in my heart. Lord, I need you to take this out of me, this love of the world, this fear, this anxiety. Lord, my complexes, take it away, Lord, that I can see past the flesh and see that you're speaking, that you want me in the right fellowship. Lord, we give you the preeminence today, Father. I thank you for helping the children of God. I thank you for doing today what no man can do. Oh, praise his holy name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, children, as you begin to receive that word into you, give him thanks. Praise his name. Believe in what's happened to you. Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy, Lord, that you can take such a wretch. Use it for your kingdom. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name. Children, go free in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, you're so powerless, you big liar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Just worship him, children. Worship him with all your heart. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for vindicating your word. Church, this is what overcomes this unction that's here now. It's what I was trying to get across this whole service. You want to overcome sin, it's the presence of God that does it. It's the presence of God that breaks the yokes of the enemy. Let it get to the core of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Don't let 1 ounce of unbelief come in your confession. You say what the Word said. Lord, if I come to you with an honest heart, I'll be forgiven all my trespasses. Lord, when you fill me with the Holy Ghost, that was a witness that you will remember my sins and my iniquities no more. I believe that, Lord Jesus. I believe you're no author of confusion. But you brought me to Defiance, Ohio today to bring me where I need to be in you. Forgetting those things which are behind, pressing forth for the high calling of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's okay, Dad. Go ahead. Praise the Lord Jesus. What a presence. You believe this is it? This is that. I'll tell you, that is a servant of the Lord. This is the God that you serve. That's with us now. He'll never leave us or forsake us. For when He leaves the earth, we're going with Him. That's the rapture of the church. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. Just worship Him the way you feel led. Let the Holy Spirit flow. You're a servant of the Lord. Let Him use you today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise God. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, aren't you happy for His presence? Worship Him with all your heart. Thank you, Lord. Oh, shut in with God in a secret place. There in the Spirit, beholding His face. Oh, believe it with all your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. How I long to be shut in. Oh, hallelujah. Worship Him now, children. Thank Him for what He's done for you.
Shut in with God.
Thank you, Lord. Brothers, it's that simple. Yes, yes it is. Thank you, Lord.
There in the Spirit, beholding His face, gaining me power to run.
Oh, hallelujah.
The race. How I long to be shining.
take a moment and worship Him your own way.
Jesus,
Lord Jesus, thank you so much, Lord. You, praise your holy name today.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
Thank you for identifying your word once again.
Father,
destroying all the works of the enemy, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for deliverance, for healing, Lord, for comfort, for strength, for assurance, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much for it, Lord. Thank you for taking me out of this world and
thank
washing
you,
me clean, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
using
Jesus.
Me for your glory, Father.
Hallelujah,
that's all
Jesus.
I want is to glorify your name.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, so
Hallelujah,
much. Thank you for helping the church, the children of God here,
oh,
meeting with each one of them, Lord. So beautiful, Lord Jesus.
Praise.
Thank you, Father. Thank
Hallelujah,
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah. You believe He's alive today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I feel Him all over us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Some of you brothers here, don't never doubt what God did for you today. You know He discerned your heart and He showed you what was in there. He set you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to worship Him so much. I just can't hardly stop. Because at the end of the day, as a pastor, you know what you want to see? Souls that are right with God.
Hallelujah.
Sure, I'm not an evangelist. I don't just come in and see you for one day and hope that the best. These are people that I care about, that we've lived, we've been through it together, you know. And appreciate, you know, I don't know if we call you visitors or not, but you feel part of the family anyhow. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's, we want to see God have preeminence in us. And when I see the devil get one of them, look, the good shepherd says, you know, or just a hireling says, well, I still got 99. I'll let that one go. It's good enough. But a good shepherd says, no. No, we're not leaving a hoof behind.
Amen.
I don't care if nobody else cares about that brother. I'm holding this service so that brother's free.
Sure.
How many can say God freed you today?
Sure.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I believe Jesus is alive today. It's a little chorus here. If you don't know, I think we'll pick it up soon. Is it? See? That sounds right. Jesus is alive.
Oh, Jesus is alive.
Sin and death must go.
And death must go. They are conquered foes. Oh, Jesus is alive. Oh, Jesus.
Raise Him now. Voice, brother, sister. I'm sorry. I'm just gonna have to let that real quick. You go ahead and play that. Go ahead and keep playing that. Just if there's anybody who did want to, is there anyone that would want prayer this morning? That wanted Brother Andrew to pray with us? Is there anybody? I thought one. Is there anyone else? If there's not, well, then just stay in prayer for a minute. You're out of neglect this need.
Fellowship out at Dad's after service today. God bless each one that could make it today. Hope you enjoyed the service.
Amen.
I enjoyed just the presence of God. That's what we came for. There's the anointing breaks the yoke. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. Trusting the Lord had his way and his will today with all of us. Sister Pena, it's good to have you all with us today. I don't know if you got a one Pena rule. We had your dad last Sunday and you before that, and well, that's all right. We appreciate any soul that loves the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That's at the end of the day, that's what's really going to matter, is do I really just love Him?
Amen.
It's not this, that, is it sure. Jesus Christ, or am I just being religious?
Amen.
Well, I'm glad I got a group of people. I thank God. And just to brag on you a little bit, that I know love the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And just like when Jesus came, He said, you know, Dad, you can find a song. I'm going to hand it to you here in a minute. But you know, he tried to say like he was going to go on further, right? He said, no, come on, Jesus, come on home with me. I feel like I got people like that. I said, no, I'm staying with the Word. Just come on, stay right here. Just keep preaching it, brother. I'll stay with it. Sure, it's hurt, Dad, cut me up. Go ahead, go through my life. That's all right. I'm staying with the Word. I feel a lot of liberty, and you know every preacher says that when they come here. They feel liberty to preach. So I think that's a good testimony to have. So God bless you, saints. Glad to have people that love the Lord. So let me be dismissed on this. Dad, go and worship the Lord before you go. God bless you. Go ahead. What song you got again? That's 550 if you don't know. It's the life behind
the name. The life behind the name.
Thank you, Lord.